Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Good afternoon to all of you East Coasters, and good morning and good evening and good night to wherever you are in the nation and in the world. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health in mind, your health and well-being. I will share the nutritional knowledge that I have with you. And to learn more about me, simply visit my website, and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I have learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Indeed, so true. I love that quote. Well, today's topic, heart health. It's still Heart Health Month, the month of February. How young is too young? How young is too young? Probably think, oh no, heart problems are for those who are much older. You know, they've lived a little. They've maybe have gotten their heart broken. Many things. But how young is too young? What? Any guesses out there? How young is too young? Well, I'll share some information with you that I have learned in my studies with my school, Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And there are some findings and some research according to different sources that I'll be sharing with you. And so just a little powerful exercise that you can try wherever you are and wherever you go. Simply look at the people around you. According to recent findings from the American Heart Association, one third of everyone you see has high blood pressure. It doesn't matter the age. One third of every person, everyone you see, has high blood pressure. Hypertension is not just for grandfathers any longer. No, no, no. A whopping one in three Americans now have it. According to the Centers for Disease Control, hypertension is now common in everyone from, guess who, toddlers. From everyone, in everyone from toddlers to college students to grandpas and grandmas and you name it, it's common now in everyone. So no age is exempt. Kind of scary, huh? Well, we can shed some light on why we can help, how we can help it, and cannot become so scary. More commonly known as high blood pressure, the disease occurs when blood pumps too forcefully through blood vessels. The great push of blood stretches veins and arteries out of shape. The vessels then tear and develop scar tissue as they try to heal. These scars act like burrs or on which cholesterol gets caught and builds up. Another scenario, vessels tear and rupture, sending fast-flowing blood everywhere. Everywhere. They tear and they rupture. Have you ever seen something rupture? Just picture a water balloon, you know, drop it on the ground and watch it all, watch the water splatter all over the place. Just picture that. That's a good visual, isn't it? Indeed. The thing is, elevated blood pressure does not cause symptoms, headaches, shortness of breath, dizzy spells, until it's in its late stages, meaning most people don't even know that they have it. That's why it's so scary, right? Some people have it, elevated blood pressure or hypertension or high blood pressure. They don't even know they have it because it doesn't cause major symptoms. By then, they're already at increased risk for heart attacks and strokes, the first and third leading causes of death in the United States. So why the increase? A lot of it has to do with America's rapidly rising obesity rate. Over 33.8% of American adults and 17% of children ages 2 through 19 are clinically obese. Obese. That means you're not just fat. You're like way overweight, bigger than big than you need to be. Okay, you're obese, and that is definitely unhealthy. Plus, people are increasingly sedentary. You think? I mean, we operate everything at the push of a button. Soon and very soon, we'll be in the Jetsons age. We'll be living in the Jetsons age because, did I just date myself? Yes, I did. That's okay. There is a show, a cartoon, called The Jetsons. And everything at the push of a button happens. You know, he gets into his vehicle, push of a button, food, push of a button, everything. And it's amazing how that show was created so many years ago. But some of the things have come true because now we have button control cars. We have cars that park themselves. We have microwaves. It's a microwave age. Everything is fast, fast, fast. And indeed, we have become slow, slow, slow. We become sedentary. We don't get out into the crisp, cold air as much just to take a brisk walk, to get some much-needed oxygen, much-needed exercise, much-needed stress-relieving activities. We don't do that. We sit around the tube, whether it be video games or watching television or something on your smartphone. We are in the technological age, good in some ways, bad in others. So people are increasingly becoming more and more sedentary, and they're eating more high-sodium manufactured food than ever before. Seriously, if you look at a package of anything on any one of the inner aisles, not the perimeters of the your grocery store or your local supermarket. Well, I'm talking about the inner aisles. All those packages, those box packages, they're able to sit on the shelves for years to come. Why? Because they are processed. And that's what we as human beings have been doing to ourselves. We've been eating more high-sodium manufactured food than ever before. Two more strong factors for high blood pressure or blood disease. Sedentary lifestyles and high sodium processed foods. And these are not things that we want to continue a trait with. So we don't want to continue that state of being because we're becoming less and less healthy. And as your health advocate, I indeed would love to just share with you that hypertension can be both prevented and treated with lifestyle changes alone. Indeed, lifestyle changes. If you just make some simple lifestyle changes, you can indeed have a change in your way of eating or your hypertension and your high blood pressure rate. So let's go over those right now. And there are six ways in which we can look at them. Maintain a healthy weight. Those who are obese, and you don't want to be obese. You don't want to be toothpicks in either. Not healthy, but however, you don't want to be overweight that you can't manage it and it increases your risk of high blood pressure or blood disease. Being overweight can raise your blood pressure by causing your heart to work harder, thus creating stronger blood flow to support excess weight. So my only suggestion to make your heart flow faster and be faster is exercise. Indeed, I'm an advocate for it. If you want your heart to skip a beat, the healthiest way to do that is by exercise. Of course, not all exercise is right for everyone. Check with your nutritionist or personal trainer if you're not certain as to what is ideal for you. But guess what? Everyone, if you have two legs that you're able to move up and down, back and forth, everyone can walk. And I say that because it is so necessary. And one of the simplest forms of exercises that anyone can take on. Simply just taking a brisk walk, you know, a mile, half mile, start somewhere. Although you may not be running a marathon tomorrow, you can indeed start walking today. Okay, eat a plant-rich diet. Studies have shown that diets rich in vegetables and fruit help reduce the risk of hypertension as well as reduce current levels. Plant foods are also rich in potassium, which is a nutrient that is known to lower high blood pressure. So if you want to lower your blood pressure, definitely get some potassium in there. There's several foods that have potassium, like potatoes and bananas and things of that nature, but I wouldn't highly recommend those food groups specifically, especially if you are overweight. Indeed, you can get your potassium from other foods. And if you just eat more vegetable-enriched foods, we're not talking about the ones that are in the form of a chip. You know, though some of them might be quote-unquote healthy, you know, get yourself some real kale. Probably like, what? Okay, spinach. You ever heard of that? Get yourself some dark leafy greens, vitamin K and calcium and all good minerals that are great for your body to use to fuel your body and will actually keep you more alert so that you can do what? Have more energy to take that long brisk walk or a short one or moderate in between. Up to you. But start somewhere. All right? Okay. Limit sodium to 1,500 milligrams or less. Limit your sodium intake to 1,500 milligrams or less. Salt causes vasoconstriction, that is the narrowing of blood vessels. This means blood has to push harder to get through the narrowed vessels. Two easy ways to cut the sodium in your diet is to limit the amount of salt you add to your food or avoiding sodium-rich processed foods. Okay? So, for example, those quote-unquote healthy TV dinners or those meals that are prepackaged and, you know, they already have the seasonings in it, turn it around, look at the label, usually in fine print, it says sodium, and it tells you how many milligrams are in that package. So if you are not careful, you're consuming way too much sodium, which is what we do in this society. We consume way too much sodium and not enough potassium. Our sodium to potassium intake is out of balance, and we need to balance that. Okay, so let's get our sodium levels down so that we don't have problems with our heart anymore, right? Okay, here is way number 4. Be physically active. I already touched on that, but I'm going to give you a little bit more details. Regular physical activity, between 30 and 60 minutes of exercise most days. That's every day. Let's not get crazy. Some of us, we have too many, our lives are just way too busy for us to just take an entire chunk of 60 minutes and dedicate it to exercising, especially when we're already so engrossed in our sedentary lifestyles and so complacent and so comfortable that if you think Rome was built in a day, it wasn't. We need to take baby steps. Start out with 10 minutes. Start out in between commercial breaks or just turn off the television, and go walk. That's probably a better idea. So, get your exercise in. So 30 to 60 minutes of exercise can lower blood pressure levels significantly. And remember, exercise does not have to be a marathon. I'm sorry. It does not have to be. Even smaller amounts of exercise, such as 10-minute increments spread throughout the day, can help. So if you want to do 30 minutes today, say, you know what? I don't have 30 minutes in one big chunk. Do 10 minutes now, do 10 minutes later, and do 10 minutes afterwards. There's your 30 minutes. And if you think it's impossible, it's not. Because when I used to work in corporate America, no matter what the weather was, I was going out on my lunch break and take a walk. And at that time, we had an hour. And so I would make sure that I had enough time to eat and enough time to walk. So if you are in that position and maybe you only have 45 minutes or 30 minutes, take 10 minutes out to do some sort of walking and take the other 20 minutes to eat. And you probably lose even more weight at that time because if you walk and then eat immediately after you've walked, your body is still burning the energy. It's still burning calories, I should say. So you're able to eat and you will not maintain or retain most of the calories in that meal. So what would help you? Because your body is still worked up. It's still warm. It's still, in warm-up mode. So it can help you. It can actually help. So go for a brisk walk and then come back and have your lunch. You can do the same thing with dinner or with breakfast. It's up to you. Depends on what you want to do. But indeed, take some time out. Carve out some time to take care of you. Your body deserves it. Limit alcohol use. 3 or more alcoholic drinks in one sitting temporarily increases blood pressure, while repeated heavy drinking can lead to permanent increases in blood pressure. Okay? So, if you're a drinker, 3 or more in one sitting, not good. You know, it increases your blood pressure, maybe temporarily, but if you do that quite often, you're tricking your body, you're sending signals to your body, I should say, and they're not good signals. So you don't want to consume too much alcohol, if at all. So alcohol is not necessarily, well, it's not good for you anyway. So if you can do away with it, do away with it. But if you do, too many in one setting, not good. And here's the other thing. It may not pertain to you. However, those of you who it does pertain to, you don't want to smoke. Smoking injures blood vessels, making them less supple and less able to handle increases in blood pressure. So let's just remember that you don't want to be a smoker either. It's an expensive bad habit. I haven't seen anything good come out of smoking. Never, ever. I mean, you look like a chimney. Comes through your nostrils and, you know, almost through your ears. So. Through your mouth. Some people, you know, blow it out through their nostrils or blow it out through their mouths, the smoke. It's expensive. It makes your teeth yellow, your lips black, your clothes stink, your hair stink. I mean, it just, there's nothing good about it. Nothing at all. And some women, specifically, even men, it affects their vocal cords. Some women I know, they sound like men. You can never even tell. I mean, I do have a deep voice for women, don't get me wrong. But you can tell that I'm a woman. But there are some women you just can't. And they're chronic smokers. We've got to get rid of it. We've got to get rid of the smoke, guys. It is not healthy for you. Remember, take care of the one and only body that God gave you. It's so important. So I hope these tips have helped you. In the words of Marcus Valerius Marshall, you know, we can look at preventing and helping treat hypertension, you know, and by doing that, we can just live healthily. But here are in the words of Latin poet Marcus Valerius Marshall. He said, life is not merely to be alive, but to be well. So I hope that has helped you. And indeed, you know, share that quote with your friends and family members. And I'll say it again. It's worth to be alive, but to be well. Okay? It's indeed important for us to learn that. Now, I hope you had a wonderful Heart Month. It's not over yet, but Valentine's Day was last Saturday, the 14th. And on that note, we're going to talk about the mystery of His love, with a capital H, right into Wednesday's word. The mystery of His love comes to us from Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. I have loved thee with an everlasting love, Jeremiah 31, verse 3. No human experience can fully illustrate the imputed righteousness of God. As conceived, it is a mystery incomprehensible and inexplicable. Like the mystery of the sun's heat and light, we cannot measure it or explain it, and yet we could not live without it. Writing of the mystery of completed righteousness, Paul said, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2, 7 and 9. What God has wrought in us is wonderful, but his work has just begun. He has a wonderful, exciting, thrilling future for all of his believing children. Are you one of them? My finite mind is a prayer for the day. My finite mind cannot grasp all there is in store for those of us who love you. But this does not take away the joy and expectation all your love has prepared everlastingly. And that is Wednesday's word, mystery of his love. So I hope something that was said would shed some light on your heart and how important it is. and understanding that, guess what? You're not too young. Look around you. Remember, 1/3 of every person you look at, no matter how young, from a toddler to how old, from college students to grandpas and grandmas, no one is exempt. So take care of your heart. Your heart is your lifeblood. It pumps the blood through your entire body and keeps you alive. You have no heart, you have no life. So indeed, think about your heart, how important it is to keep it safe and guarded and healthy. Get moving, no more sedentary lifestyles, no more obesity. Obesity kills, we know that. And if you can, help yourself maintain a healthy weight, eat a plant-rich diet, limit sodium to 1,500 milligrams or less, be physically active, limit alcohol use, and don't smoke. So on that note, I hope to hear you all. I hope you hear me next week, same time, same place. Friend me on Facebook, chirp at me on Twitter, tweet, tweet, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn. Love to hear from you. And on that note, have a wonderful Wednesday. Until next week, God bless you all, and bye-bye.